Welcome to Betty Bites, a decidedly delicious, short and sweet mind snack for your brain to chew on. I've gone back into the Betty library and pulled out my favorite Betty sound bites, a recipe, you might say. It's bits of wisdom, sprinkles of knowledge, and a dash of dry humor for you to do and be better.
One of my goals this year is to make it my best year ever with my skin. And one of the ways that I'm doing that is with the Bond Charge Red Light Neck and Chest Mask. Wrinkles, acne, scarring, skin roughness, loss of collagen and elastin happen in the face and in the neck and the décolletage area on our chest where the skin is very thin and susceptible to skin damage. I think at this point we're all pretty good about putting sunscreen on our face, but so many of us miss the neck and the chest area too. I use the Bond Charge neck and chest mask daily for about 10 minutes in the morning while I'm checking emails. Their red and near infrared light waves together penetrate up to 5 to 10 centimeters below the skin surface. The red light reaches the skin's top layers and the NIR light targets the deeper tissues without UV exposure. And that's going to help reduce the fine lines, wrinkles, and to help ramp up collagen and elastin production. So I want you to head over and have your best skin with me this year. Go to bondcharge.com/better. That's BETTER. And use the discount code BETTER at checkout. And that's going to give you 15% off your entire cart.
Transform your health and fitness with the Carol Bike, the smartest, most effective exercise backed by science. You can experience unparalleled results in just a minimum of 15 minutes per week, thanks to AI personalized workouts tailored to your age and your fitness level. You will increase fat loss, train up your strength and your speed, and have better energy, something that every woman, including myself, absolutely covets. I always say that women are the original biohackers. If there's a way for us to feel better and look better, we are all over it. Carol Bike, in my opinion, is one of the best pieces of cardio equipment that you can invest in. Studies prove that Carol helps you achieve a 12% increase in cardio fitness, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and reduces blood pressure by 5% in as little as 8 weeks. Begin your transformation with the Carol Bike today and enjoy $100 off using the promo code BETTER for our beautiful Better Podcast listeners. That's BETTER. All you have to do is visit carolbike.com.
Let's talk a little bit about chronic stress. You've brought it up a couple times now. I think it's an important consideration when we're actually talking about estrogen dominance. And you are really a subject matter expert here. I think that most of us, we like to discount the physiological consequences of stress. Like what we think stress is like this red faced, you know, screaming, pulling their hair. That's like the stressed out person. When for women, of course, we have a very unique and separate stress response, number one. But number two, if my life is falling apart and you come to me and you say, "Hey, Steph, how are you?" What is the, like 99% of the time I'm going to say, "I'm fine. I'm great. How are you?" You know, even though in the background, things are just, you know, it's all chaotic. Right.
How many of us is that the case, right? It's just, it's chaos back there.
And we're all like, it's
great. I mean, I put makeup on, but what is it really looking like back there?
Right.
Absolutely. Let's talk about that because one of my favorite things to say is you cannot green smoothie your way out of chronic stress.
Yeah.
And you can't kale salad your way. And now I know I just touted all the benefits of green smoothies and kale salads. I recognize. And will they help you? 100%. But we, you know, and will supplementation support you? You know, can you give back to your mitochondria? Because your mitochondria is actually the one that's making cortisol. Yes, you can absolutely take the alpha lipoic acid. You could take the acetyl L-carnitine. You can take the CoQ10. I can keep naming all the things that your mitochondria needs to function. But at the end of the day, if you're constantly in a state of triggering up the stress response system, you're going to constantly continue to keep depleting. And we know that one of the biggest hormones involved, cortisol, is going to have a profound impact on so many other hormone systems inside of the body, including estrogen dominance. Absolutely. I think one of the things that a lot of us don't know is that we think about cortisol, we think about the survival hormone, which yes, it is. But then one of the number one jobs of cortisol is to regulate insulin. And when we have a situation where cortisol isn't working proper, like when it's overly, we're just firing it off over and over and over again, you are then firing off insulin over and over. So we're constantly crying wolf. And what we know, you know, not to say that I'm not concerned about liver function and what happens with the liver and the gut when it comes to inflammation. But I always say that the number one hormone that women need to focus on when it comes to our 40s and beyond is insulin. Because insulin, we think about hemoglobin A1C as an inflammatory marker because of insulin resistance. And that is also showing us that insulin resistance leads to dementia or cardiovascular disease or cancer or, you know, a number of different chronic conditions. And what a lot of us don't know is one of the biggest triggers for insulin resistance is going to be deregulated cortisol levels due to how we're managing stress in our stress response system on the daily. And what we don't recognize, I think, Stephanie, what you said is that anytime we find ourselves kind of like that, like we just get a text message or we're running late to a meeting or something's happening with our family or whatever that may be, you know, the average woman can fire off the stress response system 25 to 50 times a day and just not even know it.
I am incredibly bullish on sauna as a therapy for recovery, heart health, and overall aging well. I personally decided on an infrared sauna from Sunlighten because of the range of far wavelengths and near infrared wavelengths that it offers. Saunas help with detoxification and rejuvenation to rid your body of toxins. It helps with heart health by improving circulation, reducing blood pressure, and helping keep the arteries supple. It helps with muscle recovery by easing the tension and soreness to recover faster. And of course, stress reduction. With the warmth and the relaxation of sitting in a sauna, it's crucial for hormonal balance and achieving a state of well-being necessary for a strong physique and a strong mind. If you visit sunlighten.com/better and use code better to get a discount, that is sunlighten, sunlighten.com/better, and use code better at checkout.
And we talked about this. In my 20s, I was addicted to stress. I leveraged it. I used to call stress my slide edge because that's when I felt that jolt of that little extra something that needed, I could use to get through the rest of my day. And I just kept leveraging and buying against it until I had severe chronic fatigue. And so oftentimes, a lot of us, we're mistaking what we think is that extra something, that little extra energy, that extra jolt that we just got. That's adrenaline, right? And that, in order for us to have harnessed that adrenaline, we had to fire off the stress response system, the HPA axis, the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. And once we get into a habit of pushing that button, we trigger it more and more and more. And initially we can get away with it. We could potentially get away with it for a decade, maybe even two decades. And we can kind of brush off symptoms as, you know, just every day, that's how women are. That's just the way things are for us. But eventually it's going to start to show up. It's going to start to show up in prediabetes. It may show up in an autoimmune condition, or often I see it usually shows up in chronic fatigue and burnout.
And I think that this is such an important topic to be having in light of lockdowns and the pandemic and the amount of stress. I mean, we've talked about this in previous podcasts, but women have disproportionately been affected by this pandemic. Not only are we talking about child abuse and domestic abuse, but many women, I think the December numbers, you know, in the US came out as like 500,000 women left the workforce. And in January, it was like 275,000 women. It's like just astronomically abhorrent, and because they had to lockdowns, children, homeschooling. So there's been this, and I'm doing homeschooling.
And chronic conditions.
And then you layer it on top of like metabolic insufficiencies and metabolic syndrome and some of these potential, you know, if she's sort of creeping towards the estrogen dominant, she has that progesterone that's lowering. And then you throw this like big whammy of a pandemic, you take away her ability to be financially, you know, independent, and you add on all of the stress and this uncertainty, then all of a sudden you've just, you know, thrown gas on a fire, and we start to see this absolute dysregulation, as you were saying, in the HPA axis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you said something really, really interesting, and I just wanted to highlight it. So cortisol is technically a counter-regulatory hormone, meaning mm-hmm. it's supposed to oppose insulin,
yes.
right? But you said, you know, 25, 50 times a day, we're getting these like shocks, like the adrenaline, you know, the boss is bothering you, the child keeps interrupting you, which is like my case, you know, like I'm trying to get work done every 5 minutes. Mommy, I need help with, you know.
So something.
Yeah, you're constantly being interrupted, you know, train of thought is broken, et cetera. So what happens, you know, metabolically and physiologically is cortisol is like, no insulin, no. We can't bring the glucose into the cell right now. We need to put them in the muscle so that we can fight or flight the terror, the impending threat.
Whatever threat that is.
But you're
not
sitting.
A physical threat.
Right. Right. It's usually you're sitting, you know, mm-hmm. your boss sends you an email that, you know, augments your heart rate, your child interrupt, you know, you're not running around, you're not running away from the bear. So as you said, they over time tend to actually go up and down together, because cortisol is like, hey, I need the blood glucose just in case. But insulin's like, listen, we're going to die if there's this much blood glucose in the thing. Like,
they co-elevate.
They co-elevate. Exactly.
All right, Betty's. If you found that little snippet whet your appetite and you are looking for more, you can go to our show notes for this episode. And in the show notes, we will have a link for you to click on, and it will bring you to the full, robust, juicy conversation.